Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. At least one Republican lawmaker in Minnesota is denouncing President Trump's insults about the state's Somali community. GOP Senator Jim Abler of Anoka wrote a letter to Trump asking him not to call Somalis garbage and inviting him to Minnesota to meet some of his Somali friends. Abler writes, the Somalis he knows are business people, drivers, hourly workers supporting their families, investors, nurses, students, and clerics, just how many of his ancestors turned out. Abler adds, quote, no man, woman, or child is more or less in the eyes of our Lord God Most High, and none of them are trash. Well, people hoping for a real winter in Minnesota are getting their wish this year. Pete Boulay with the State Climatology Office says, we've had the earliest below zero temperatures since 2014.
You know, it's been long forecasted. It's nice once in a while to have the longer range forecast come true, because we've been saying colder, snowier winter for a while now, and so far it's panned out. So we'll see how it keeps going. But
Boulay says there's a blanket of snow statewide, which makes the average air temperature 11 degrees cooler. The last two winters in Minnesota have been mild. The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. Spokesman Dan Furry says the money dropped into a kettle remains in the community where it's collected, directly supporting local programs and families in need.
Every dollar, as an example, will provide two meals to a family that's in need. So know that your donations are making a huge difference in Minnesota.
Furry says there's a shortage of bell ringers in the state, and thousands of shifts go unfilled every year. And Minnesota music legend Bob Dylan is coming back to his home state next March. 84-year-old Dylan is scheduled to play the Mayo Civic Center Arena in Rochester on March 24th. The Minnesota Vikings snapped a four-game losing streak with a dominating 31-0 win over Washington Sunday in Minneapolis. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy threw three touchdown passes and says it was a great offensive showing.
Offensive line played fantastic. Receivers were getting open. Coach O'Connell was calling great plays where it was just put it in play kind of feel to it. Yeah, it was just a very comfy pocket all day.
Tight end Josh Oliver had two touchdowns. T.J. Hockenson had one, and Jordan Mason ran for a score. 5-8, Minnesota plays at the 6-6-1 Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. And the University of Minnesota football team will play New Mexico in the Rate Bowl December 26th in Phoenix. The game is the day after Christmas and will be played at 3:30 p.m. in the Arizona Diamondbacks ballpark. The Golden Gophers have won 8 straight bowl games. This is New Mexico's first bowl appearance since 2016. This is MNN.